Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City. Serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Speaking of Minnesotans, the birthday of Sinclair Lewis is now a bit behind us, but in his honor, I thought I'd sing the glories of a Sinclair Lewis 1/3-pound cheeseburger served up with a pickle and fries at the Palmer House downtown Sauk Center, an old hotel that's not changed its features for more than a half century and fronts on Sinclair Street. I'm not kidding. Just down the way a few blocks, you can find the Sinclair Lewis home, and on the south side of town, the Sinclair Lewis Interpretive Center. All true. Google it. I can't help but think all that glory is a bit ironic. Sauk Center's somewhat favorite son didn't much care for the codgers who peopled his hometown, or any Midwestern small towns for that matter. The book that shot the moon for him, Main Street, sold phenomenally and led eventually to Lewis's receiving the Nobel Prize in 1930, first American to win. Nothing to sneeze at. In high school, I was force-fed Main Street. Hated the book. Not even sure I read it. Made no sense to me, largely because the book is acidic satire I wasn't smart enough to see. What I do remember is how much Red Lewis despised his own. Even people I knew in my own Midwestern small town. He had reason, I'm sure. Small towns can be death on individuals who are individuals. And Lewis was tall and gangly and unathletic, not much to look at. People say his father, the town doctor, never understood him. Those kind of ingredients are not a recipe for success. With weekly visits to a place called Lake Wobegon, Garrison Keillor celebrated his own Minnesota boyhood and Minnesota culture for years, and an audience from around the nation dialed in belovedly. His 30th anniversary celebrated with a traveling show held in a bunch of small towns to which he invited folks to bring picnic baskets and lawn chairs. That's Minnesota sweetness. But Mr. Keillor sports with his people. Mr. Lewis knifed them. The very idea of lawn chairs and picnic baskets would be anathema to Sinclair Lewis, Minnesota's Nobel Prize winner. He'd rip and tear at the backward souls who showed up. But today, this Iowan believes Minnesota can laugh at itself and love itself almost simultaneously. And that's why I admire the place. Anyone who can be at home with a place called the Gopher State has to have a sense of humor. Minnesotans all buy truly Minnesota thick winter gear, caps, jackets, vests from Bemidji Woolen Mills. Not only that, they wear all that gopher gear with pride, with arrogance even, whether or not their names are Ole and Lena. In the movie Fargo, the Coen brothers, great Minnesota filmmakers, work the archetypes lovingly with a small-town cop named Marge Gunderson, who, in a cap with earmuffs, taught the entire nation how to speak Minnesota, don't you know? So you're wondering about that Sinclair Lewis cheeseburger. Well, I say thumbs up. Listen, it wasn't half bad, served up on a hard roll too yet. What's more, I can't help but think there's some poetic justice in the fact that Sauk Prairie, Lewis's hometown, honors its Nobel Prize-winning novelist with a fat cheeseburger. That is so Minnesotan. You gotta love him.